project spot. Let us move to the next role, project sponsor. So, which is called, these project sponsors are called as project champions also, because they are the people who start the project, who ensure the project is getting started with a proper objective and definition of a project itself. A project sponsor, also known as a project champion, is the person who recognizes the business need for a project and bridges the gap between business executive and the project manager. So, project sponsor ensures that there is a communication, good communication happening between business executive and project manager. And if there is any gap, he ensures that the project sponsor ensures that that is getting addressed. And he and the project person is the person who, sorry, project sponsor is the person who recognizes in the first place that there is a business need for the project. So without a business need, there cannot be a project. This role is like a high-level project facilitator serving as a link between the project and the management. So, there is a management is there who has to decide whether the project is required or not, and project sponsor discusses with the management and it gives the details, reasons why a project has to be started, and he is a high-level project facilitator and ensuring that he is a link between the management and the project. So, whatever communication that is going to happen to the management will be updated by the project sponsor. Project sponsor is chosen by management to oversee the project from start to finish. The project sponsor serves as the main contact person between these those responsible for carrying out the project, including the project manager and the high-level management. So, he is a contact person between management and the project manager, which we already mentioned. The project sponsor might choose to assign some of their responsibilities to others, either within or outside the project team. So, project sponsor can assign roles and responsibility to others from the management perspective or from the client perspective to within the project, and they can be inside the project team or outside the project team. So, what are the key functions of a project sponsor? A project sponsor is responsible for maintaining the project successful course and fulfilling these key duties to achieve that goal. So, for ensuring these particular things are happening, project sponsor constantly gets in touch with the project manager, gets updates and updates back to the management. Project launch, ensuring funds and resources are available for the project and taking a keen interest in its outcome. They legitimize the project's objectives, make key decisions and take responsibility for seeing the project through to completion. See, without a fund, a project cannot be launched and resources cannot be onboarded. So, the project sponsor ensures that the funds are there, resources are available for the project, and ensures that outcomes is proper. Ensures that there is a keen interest. He is showing a keen interest. If the project sponsor shows a keen interest on the outcome, definitely the team also will be in a position to do a keen interest and proceed further with the project. And he ensures that the entire completion of the project is happening. Business case ownership, understanding management's team and customer expectation, owning the business case and ensuring the project remains aligned with it while realizing benefits. The purpose of the sponsor doing or the management doing a project is to ensure that their customers' expectations or their customer is getting happy with the solutions of the management or the organization. So, the business kind of ownership is lying with the business sponsor, project sponsor, who ensures that the project is for the purpose of benefit of the customer, the end user. Project participation, engaging in project initiation, high-level planning and development of project plans. They approve scope changes, lead steering committees, sign off on major deliverables and make resource decisions. So, whenever there is a scope change, scope creep that is happening. In all these particular cases, the project sponsor gives an approval whether scope has to be done or not, what is the priority on which it has to be done, and he leads the steering committees and signs off major deliverables. Without his signature, a project cannot proceed further from the major deliverables. So, minor deliverables, so each deliverable is split into two different parts, minor and major, and major deliverables has to be signed off by the project sponsor. Obstacle clearing, supporting the project manager, helping with major decisions, resolving obstacles and addressing escalated issues promptly. So, whatever is this obstacle that is being handled by the project manager or his team, this will be resolved. The project sponsor ensures that these are getting resolved and major decision to help and project sponsor helps the to resolve the major decision to help the major results, major decisions, and resolves obstacles. Commitment, demonstrating dedication to the project, solution and approach, making financial decisions and ensuring progress throughout the project duration. So throughout the project duration, project sponsor should ensure there is a progress that is happening. Reviewing results, setting benchmarks and periodically reviewing project results, focusing on continuous improvement and reporting project status to top management. This is one of the responsibilities of a project sponsor. Knowledgeable, being well versed in the technical aspects and the functional aspects of the project execution. So project sponsor should have great knowledge on the technical as well as functional aspects of the project and should always have the end goal in his mind. Inspiration and motivation, encouraging and motivating the team to perform at their best, identifying team strengths and effectively delegating work. So, irrespective of whatever project sponsor is doing, he should ensure that his work is getting delegated to the team and identifying the team strength so that the team is working to their fullest strength. Change management, addressing change management issues, leading cultural shifts and overcoming obstacles to change within the organization. So, project sponsor ensures that change management issues like change, movement into production, etc., all these are handled, taken care, and most importantly, whenever there is a project that is getting changed, the project is getting implemented, there is a cultural shift that is going to happen in an organization. So, project sponsor ensures that the cultural shift is getting happened, the team is getting trained, the organization's team is getting trained, and obstacles are getting overcome when you are going for the change that is going to happen. So let us see how sponsors will select projects in an organization. Project selection and risk management are interconnected process in project management. So whenever there is a project that is getting selected by a project sponsor, he ensures that the risk is getting handled, risk is getting thought of. The risk here involves the reputational risk, change risk, and the cultural change risk. These are the things that project sponsor takes care before proceeding further with the project. So, example, you are going to do an entire change of the entire system. The entire system getting changed does not result in the reputational loss. Okay, you might have seen in the current news where there are multiple banks where there is a reputation of the entire bank has gone down because there is a project has been implemented wrongly. So these particular things will be there in the mind of the sponsor before proceeding further with the project implementation to project selection. Complex and high value projects may succeed in implementation but not necessarily lead to financial gains. So it doesn't mean that whatever is the implementation that is going to happen will result in financial gains. There are cases where complex and high value projects has to be implemented due to security reasons, due to regulatory reasons. So this may not be resulting in a financial gain, but will result in other gains like complaints is getting taken care. Project selection involves evaluating factors like profitability, cost, and social responsibilities. So something may be there which is not going to be resulting in a profitability, or it may be having more cost, but as a social, it may get better. This thing. For example, you can take the case of UPI transaction that is happening here. There is not that much big profitability for the banks or organizations that are getting involved in UPI, but socially, it is really good. So NPCI has taken this particular project and is successful also. Limited resources choosing the right projects crucial. So whatever is the resources, project manager sponsor should be in the position to take into consideration. Choose the right projects crucial. Example, the budgetary constraints. Okay, if there is a budget, is there a limited, then project has to be chosen accordingly. Risk plays a pivotal role in project selection. Ignoring external factors during selection can lead to higher risk. For instance, implementing software successfully might not yield results if the risk of technology becoming outdated was overlooked during project selection. So, when you are going to take a project, the project sponsor should consider yielding results which are right up to the specific technology that is available today. So, if it is outdated technology you are going to use, then there is a risk of technology is going to be a challenge there. To avoid such pitfalls, risk management and project selection should go hand in hand. By considering risks during project selection, organization can ensure that chosen projects align with goals and have better chances of success. So without risk management, without calculating the risks that are going to be involved, if project is going to be taken into consideration, there is a chance, high chance that the project is going to be abandoned in between the entire project, or it is going to be changed once the project is implemented. Business visionary. So let us move on to the next role from project sponsor. Next is business visionary. So business visionary is a high level role in the business that focuses on understanding the needs of the business sponsor and making sure they are reflected in the business case. So each project, some of the projects may have a business change or business case that is going to be in place. So example is an UPI is on business case that has gone from NPCI, and core banking solution is a business case that has come into picture. New changes in the mobile banking is going to be business change. So all these particular cases will come into picture, come into the project sponsor from the business visionary. Business visionary will have a vision on what I said is going to be the role or what is going to be the happening in the entire process, entire industry throughout the entire future. So accordingly, business visionary comes up with a business scenario for project to start. This role is more hands-on than the business sponsor and provides guidance to the project team to ensure the solution aligns with the business goals of the organization and benefits. So the business sponsor and business visionary goes hands-on with each other, and guidance to the project team is given by the business visionary. A business visionary plays a crucial role in a project by defining and communicating the project's vision to all involved properties. So business visionary is a crucial role, and communication from business visionary ensures that all involved properties are having the project's vision also in their mind. They monitor project progress to ensure it aligns with the vision and contribute to project planning and design. So continuous monitoring of the project is being done by the business visionary. They also facilitate collaboration among stakeholders and provide necessary resources. So whenever there is a resource that is required for giving them some business ideas, business case, and doing a business testing also, business visionary come into picture and they provide resources accordingly. Additionally, they act as a mediator in case of disagreements among team members to maintain smooth project progress. So whenever there is a doubt in the team members on how to proceed further on a business functional scenarios, business visionary come into picture and they give you a proper guidance to the team. Next comes the project stakeholders. Who are the project stakeholders? So there could be project stakeholders who are internal as well as external. Project stakeholders include individuals, groups, and the organization with a vested interest in the project success. So example, in the case of mobile banking, a customer of a bank is a stakeholder for a particular project. They can include the project's outcome and include sponsors, team members, investors, customers, clients, and suppliers. All these particular people are project stakeholders. For example, your project is started with any number of vendors, and these vendors are having multiple suppliers. In case of construction project, a cement supplier is a stakeholder. Identifying stakeholders and understanding their needs is crucial for the project success. So project manager should focus on who are the identified stakeholders, what exactly is the need for them in the entire project, what exactly is the, how he can utilize their business for the project success. Effective communication among stakeholders is essential to ensure project alignment and success. So project manager should ensure that communication between all stakeholders is happening properly, and alignment to the project is being done, and timelines are given to the stakeholders properly. Types of project management stakeholders. So project manager can be categorized into two parts based on their relationship with the project: internal and external stakeholders. Stakeholders can be either internal or external. Internal stakeholders are directly involved in the project, such as employees or project managers, owners, or these are people who are internal and have a stake from the entire internal project itself. External stakeholders, on the other hand, have an interest in the project's outcome, but are not part of the organization, like vendors, government entities, and outside organizations. For example, if you have some specific bank is implementing a core banking solution, the government entity is an external stakeholder because they are aware, they are what you call it, they are more focused on the outcome of the entire project from the government perspective. Primary and secondary stakeholders. Primary stakeholders have a direct and major interest in the project success. They can include end users, customers, project sponsors, project managers, and team members. So whatever is the output of the outcome of the entire project will be impacting these particular people, and they will be indirectly involved in the entire project. Secondary stakeholders provide support to the project but do not have a primary role. They handle administrative, financial, and legal aspects of the project. So the other people, secondary stakeholders may be like helping in administration or arranging for funds for proceeding further with this thing. All these particular things are secondary stakeholders, but they don't have a direct, the success or failure of the stake of the particular project does not impact them directly. Identification of stakeholders. So one of the important major part of the project manager is to ensure that stakeholders are identified in the entire processing of recognizing individuals and groups affected by a project's outcome. So project manager should ensure that these stakeholders are recognized. It's crucial to identify stakeholders and establish communication with them. So they have to have an updated timelines also to the stakeholders so that they are aware of what is happening and when they are supposed to do their role. This helps in understanding their impact, support, and possible reactions to project situations. Some stakeholders like project opponents can negatively influence the project. Identifying them is vital, and clear communication is important even with those who might oppose the project. So there, in any project, there could be possibility that there are some opponents to the entire project. Say, example, the entire thing is getting changed, which is not liked by some of the parties in the entire transaction. So they will bring negative influences saying that this project is going to fail, this project will result in reputation loss. So as a project manager, they should be in the position to identify who are these negative stakeholders, what is the role, what is the interest, negative interest on the project. But they have to have communication properly with these people also and ensure that they are getting communicated on the positive sides of the project. Managing stakeholders is essential for project success. Steps to achieve this include accurately identifying stakeholders and building relationships with them to understand their perspectives and interests. So each and every reason for the person's negativity or positivity to the specific project is depending on their interest and what is their vision, what is their perspective to the project. Maybe their perspective is wrong or maybe their perspective is right. So the project manager should ensure that they are listened, they are understood, and given the perspective of the project also to the respective stakeholders. Assigning responsibilities for each stakeholder to ensure their expectations are met. Maintaining effective communication documentation to track activities and provide a record for future reference. So communication and documentation should be tracked with all the stakeholders and ensure that it is getting recorded for future reference. Respecting stakeholders' time and involving them whenever necessary. So each and every person's time is very important. As a project manager, he should ensure that stakeholders' time is getting respected and they are getting involved whenever they are required for the project. Gaining stakeholders support as a backing is crucial for project success. So stakeholders' confidence is required for the project manager to proceed further, and their support is also required. So it is very crucial for the project success. Steering committee. So let us see what exactly is a steering committee about. So steering committee is a team that is getting included, having a response representative from important organizations related to the project. So maybe a vendor, maybe part of the steering committee, maybe organizations, support organizations, customers may be part of the steering committee depending on the project which is getting created. They support the project, make decisions, approve project outcomes, and help solve problems. So whenever there is a showstopper, whenever there is the project is getting stuck up in a specific point, the steering committee ensures that the problems are getting resolved and the project is getting proceeding further. They approve project outcomes and they support the project from beginning to end. They also decide on changes to the project scope and guide its progress. So changes, or whatever is getting changed, the project is getting scope is getting changed, they decide whether it is required or not, and whether the priority can be changed. That will be decided by the steering committee. The committee is a link between executive management, project sponsors and the project team. So they are the vital link for between the management, sponsors and the project team. So maybe executive management, project sponsor also included in the steering committee also. Project team. Now let us come to the important team in the entire thing, which is project team. The project team plays a crucial role in completing tasks assigned by the project manager. So project manager assigns the entire task to the project team, and they may use Jira or they may use some another project management software. This is getting assigned by the project manager. Project team picks up this particular task and proceeds further with the development and then gives back the responses back, and they also attend a meeting on a daily basis with the project manager. It includes a project manager, team leads and various members brought in for different project phases. So that could be in the project phase, that could be multiple phases, and project team is a constant thing which changes always. So that some for a specific project phase, say example software development system, a development software development project for the purpose of development, project development team will come into picture. For the purpose of testing, the testing team will come into picture. So the team will be different for each of these particular thing, and the project, the team leads also will be different for each of the project. The team size depends on the project type, and they work together to meet project deadlines. So the entire team works towards the project deadline, keeping the scope of the objective of the project in mind, and proceeds further. And size also depends based on the project type. Example, yeah, it is a testing project, the testing team will be more and the development team will be less. If it is a development team will be more, testing team will be less. Regular meetings keep everyone informed and ensure efficiency. So regular meetings in Agile, if they are following a Agile kind of thing, then Scrum will be there, in which case the team will be meeting on a daily basis or a specific frequency, and they discuss between each other, tell their challenges and find out what is the solution for this particular challenge and proceed further. Each team member follows the project plan and works under the direction of the project manager or team lead. Characteristics of a project team. So what makes the project team better? Selecting the right project team members is crucial for project success. So project team members should be always with the right people, and this is crucial for a project success. Their positive contribution, teamwork and performance directly affect the client satisfaction. So we have to note this particular thing, positive contribution. So positive contribution is required with the right mentality and right teamwork, and the performance should obviously have a better client satisfaction. Project teams can consist of members and consultants from various departments or organizations. So project teams can be from various departments and various members, or there can be consultants also. Team members need to work on tasks according to the project plan. So in the project plan, it has been defined each team member when their role is supposed to be there, and they will be working based on tasks according to the project plan. Key characteristics of effective project team includes being team players, goal-oriented, influential among peers, motivational, skilled and experienced, responsible and accountable, good communicators, committed, resourceful, supportive of the project or organized. So it should not become like the team lead or the project manager comes and do a micromanagement for the team players and ensuring that they are, so team should do their job properly. Their qualities contribute to successful project outcomes and overall job satisfaction. So which results in the job satisfaction for themselves, and the project outcome also will be successful. So creation of teams. Project teams are essential for managing various tasks in a project. So that could be in a complex project or a big project. There could be multiple project teams, each project team doing their own work. For example, let us take a core banking solution, core banking system or a mobile banking system that is getting implemented in a bank. So there could be multiple project teams. One project team may be doing a testing, other project team may be doing a database related activity, other project team may be doing some other task. So all these various projects are different, I mean, various tasks or different parts of the entire project, and there could be multiple project teams or a single project team, depending on the project size and the project's goal. These teams have specific roles and responsibilities based on the project's goals. So it is important to form teams that work well together and can handle challenges. So by the wording, you can see like the strength of the entire week is the entire team is the weakest, is equal to the weakest strength of the team. Creating and organizing these teams is crucial for achieving project success. So ensuring that the team is of the right size with the right minded people is more important for a project success. Let us come to the next role, team lead. In big projects, there are team leads who guide the technical and functional work and sometimes manage parts of the project plan. So team leads are very crucial for the entire project, and these people help and guide the people from a technical perspective as well as functional work. So whenever there is a doubt on the team members mind, they'll come to the team lead, and team lead will support them, help them, their issues are getting resolved. In case if it is required, they will escalate the issue to the team project manager for further escalation to the client. They report to the project manager and make sure the solution development team achieves its goals. So their goal is to ensure that the team is development team is achieving their goal. Team leads collaborate with team members to plan or organize project tasks in detail. The right person is chosen to lead a specific project phase. So the team collaboration, team leads collaborate with each other, different team members as well as team leads, and if required, they will be speaking to the different teams also for to ensure that their teams are getting, their issues are getting resolved. For example, if there is an issue with the database access and the database team is not in a position to provide a proper support, the team lead of development escalates this particular matter to the database team lead and ensures that the issue is getting resolved. Team leads also do project tasks like business analysis or solution development while leading the team. So this is one more extra thing which team leads are doing. Which they do is a business analysis, a solution development. So some cases it may require that the team lead also has to do a solution development. So the team lead should have the industry knowledge, the technical knowledge, and the function knowledge. So that is where the team lead is making it different from a normal developer. So there should be a techno-functional person. Responsibility of a team lead includes regular checkup with the team for progress on a daily basis, and report progress to project manager again on a daily basis, and giving updates to the system on a regular basis, help the team meet deadlines, encourage participation and guide roles, and ensure that the team is positive on whatever they are doing. Make sure teamwork aligns with the project plan, conducts tests and reviews. So review, constant reviews will be happening from the team lead. Handle team risks and issues. Inform project manager whenever it is required. Conduct short, focused and productive daily team meetings. So team meeting should be short and it should be focused and it should be productive. It should not be like the entire day the team is busy in team meetings and the development is not happening. Be responsible for team's work and help resolve problems or conflicts. This is very much important for a team lead. Ensure that the conflicts are getting resolved and each perspective is listened, and the team is learning on a continuous basis. So let us go to the next, let us move on to the next role in a project, technical coordinator. Technical coordinator is in charge of the technical plan for the project. So he ensures and confirms that the plan as per the technical thing is proper, and he is in charge of the technical plan. They make sure that the solution development teams follow the plan to achieve the desired results. So during deployment or during development, the entire deployment team as well as development team should follow the technical plan that has been given by the technical coordinator. Their role is to maintain quality standards to implement practical solutions. They provide guidance to all technical team members. Let us see what are the responsibilities of a technical coordinator. Determining the technical environments. So here's the technical coordinator has to decide what are the technical environments that are going to be used. Example, Linux in a software solution where Python has to be used or Java has to be used, or what is a in the cloud-based thing should be Google has to be used or AWS has to be used. These things will be decided by technical coordinator, and find out what are the challenges based on what exactly is the current business objective, and then proceeding further. Approving and scheming the technical architecture. So technical coordinator should be in a position to approve and scheme the technical architecture. Advising and coordinating technical activities of the team. Managing and controlling the technical configuration of the solution. So apart from deciding what is the technical environment that is going to be used, they should be in a position to do a manage and control, advise and coordinate the technical activities of the team. Reporting regularity and escalating risk to the project manager as appropriate. So whenever there is a risk that is going to be happening there in the future also, or because of project scope, there is a change in the entire thing, then the project, then the technical coordinator will ensure that this is getting escalated to the project manager for escalating further to the management. Ensuring adherence to appropriate standards and implementing best practice. So appropriate standards has to be ensured, best practice has to be implemented. Supervising transition of the solution into live production environment. So from that, in if we see in a normal project, there will be multiple environments will be there. One is development, UAT and production. So the technical coordinator ensures that the transition happens between multiple environments, from development to UAT, UAT to production. Resolving conflicts between technical team members. So whenever there is a technical team members or having a technical conflict between each other on or different perspectives, the technical coordinator ensures that the conflict is getting resolved and perspectives are heard and resolved properly. Providing support to the team on technical areas when required. So whenever there is a technical area, the people require some doubts, having them some issues in that in whatever is required, then the solution and support is getting provided by from the technical coordinator to the team.